保罗讲这句话的时候
When the Apostle Paul declared this
表示说世界上没有一个人不需要上帝的福音
It means that no, there is no one who does not need the gospel of Jesus
无论哪一个人
So no matter who you are
最高阶层
You can be the highest
最低的阶层
The lowest
最聪明的人
The most intelligent
最愚蠢的人
The most ignorant
是心里人是外邦人
Greek, Barbarian
每一个人
Everyone
都需要福音
We need the gospel
这表示上帝的能力能拯救所有的人 It, 所有人都需要耶稣的福音
The power of God can save all and all needs his gospel
第三个层次是什么呢
The third understanding
保罗讲这句话表示他已经预备好了可以适合对任何人传道
Paul meant that he is prepared to preach to any kind of people
许多时候我们知道每一个人都需要福音
We know that everyone needs the gospel
但是呢我不能适合你这一群
But well I'm not good for your type
你去那边吧
Go to the other group
你到某某教会吧
I'll go to that church
教会不能接受你
My church cannot take you in
我们今天应当从这一节圣经
We need to learn
这三个层次
From this Bible these three areas
上帝要救所有的人
That God wants to save all people
所有的人都需要福音
Because all people need the gospel
我作为神的仆人我预备自己可以适应可以应付每一种人的需要
And as servant of God I need to be prepared to speak to any kind of people
你才明白那一节圣经的意义
Then you will know what that verse means
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
这样说来呢
In this manner
基督教在整个世界中间
In the history of the world
我们征战着永无止息的
Our battles will never end
我们所应付的困难是非常多花样
Our challenges are varied
需要我们的人太多种了
Too many types of people need us
所以当初期教会的时候
In the early church
当时大概三分之一的世界上的人在西欧的世界中间他们都变成基督徒了
About a third of the people living in the European region become Christians
基督教带来了穷人的盼望
For Christianity brought hope to the poor
基督教带来被捆锁的奴隶的这个盼望
and brought hope to the slaves
就在罗马帝国里面
in the Roman Empire
非常需要的
it is most needed
罗马帝国里面的奴隶占有很大的成分在里面
there were many slaves among the Romans
这些人天天受苦
every day they were suffering
他们从哪里得到释放呢
where would they find release
哪里得到安慰呢
where would they find comfort
他们从哪里得到盼望呢
where would they find hope
就从基督教得到盼望
they find the hope in Christianity
今天的基督教在世界的贡献是什么呢
what is the contribution of Christianity Today.
我年轻的时候很注重对知识分子传道
When I was young, I placed emphasis to the intellectual
我有一个错误的假设
I had a wrong assumption
最高的知识分子归族以后
If the intelligent became Christian
一定影响很多的人都归族了
Well, they will influence many other people
到了五十多岁的时候我觉悟这是错误的
But when I'm in my 50s, I realize this is wrong
因为发现知识分子是最自私的人
I find that intellectuals are very selfish
他们越高的知识
The more
他们结果盼望得到最高的薪水
The more knowledge they have, the more they want to be paid
他们享受最优异的生活
And enjoy the best lifestyle
他们照样要用最多的人做他的奴隶
They also enslave many people
做他们仆人
To become their servants
照样像其他人一样压制他们
Like everybody else, they exploit
你想知识分子真的传福音给别人吗
Would the intellectuals really preach the gospel?
除了1940到1949那几年
Only between 1940 and 49
中国大陆有个大复兴
There were a great revival in China
复兴完了以后呢
After that revival
许多大学生奉献到乡下去传道
That time, university students went to the villages to preach
撇下他们的优异的生活
They gave up their comfortable lifestyle
他们到西北进军
And went to the west and the north
许多乡下
Into the villages
许多落后的地方
Remote places
传福音预备了千千万的人信耶稣
To prepare the gospel for millions of people
然后上帝才许可共产党把中国拿去
And then God allowed the communists to take over
那个时候有一本书叫做《献给无名的传道人》
At that time there was a book given, written to the anonymous preacher
那段时期
In that period
借助这个伯特利布道团在十八省对几十万人传道大复兴以后产生的果效
The Better Evangelism Committee preached in 18 provinces to millions of people
当我这个思想那个时候的教会历史的时候
When I think about church history back then
我真的感谢上帝
I give thanks to God
上帝知道这个乌云要满布了
God knew that the dark clouds was about to descend
共产要争取整个中国了
The communists will come and take over China
预备了一大批的知识分子 向穷人传福音。
So many intellectuals were prepared to preach to the poor.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在19世纪的时候
，In the 19th century,
两种人在中国传道。
There are two types of people preaching in China.
戴德森下面的这个内地会。
One is the Inland Mission Society from John
Hudson. 对知识分子的传道。
Hudson Taylor's people, and the other one is Lee 牧师。
这 Timothy Richard 是吗
？Richard Timothy.
Timothy Richard. 啊，这李提摩太，一个是对穷人传道。
One specializes to the poor.
一个对知识分子传道。
The other to the intellectuals.
我那个是想，为什么这两个人不能结合起来呢
？I wonder why they can't combine force.
我盼望我自己可以两样都做。
I want to do both.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
保罗太伟大了。
The apostle Paul was great.
保罗是神学家。
He was a theologian.
保罗是副教学家。
Paul was in apologetics.
保罗是文化学家。
He was a cultural giant.
保罗是福音使者。
He was a messenger of the gospel.
保罗是犹太人传道的人。
He was a Jewish preacher.
保罗也是对外邦人传道的。
And also a Gentile preacher.
保罗讲的这句话是历史上从来没有人讲过的。
And Paul said things that the history doesn't have it.
无论是男。
Doesn't whether it is man
无论是女
or women,
无论是主
the masters,
无论是奴
or the slaves,
在基督里都是合而为一了。
In Christ we are one.
你注意这句话没有人讲过吗
？No one has said this before.
在希腊的哲学家里面没有人讲过。
Not in Greek philosophy.
在世界各地的知识分子所有的文化句子都没有人讲过。
Not from cultural giants of the world.
直到今天
，till today,
犹太教
the Judaism,
回教。
Islam,
对女人还很多的歧视
has a lot of discrimination against women.
今天在中国的社会里面，男女没有完全平等。
In China, you don't have gender equality.
耶稣基督里面
，but in Jesus Christ,
无论是主，无论是奴
，master or slave,
无论是男，无论是女
，male or female,
都是一的。
We are all one.
都是同等的。
We are all same.
我们感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
基督教在初期的社会中间
，So in the early church society,
产生了最大的动力。
They had great power.
把最大的盼望赐给世界最多的人。
To bring the greatest hope to the most people in the world.
今天的基督教是怎么样的基督教
？What sort of Christianity do we have today?
你们的教会所服侍的社会的哪一群的人
？Which group of people would your church serve?
求主帮助我们。
May God have mercy on us.
因为基督教所带来的。
For what Christianity has brought
是新酒
is a new wine,
是新布
a new cloth,
不能放在旧皮袋里
is not to be placed in the old wine skin,
补在旧衣服的上面
nor patch on a new old clothing.
只有被人拒绝
so people will reject Christianity, hate Christianity.
耶稣说你们不属世界
Jesus said, "You do not belong to the world."
世界爱属于他的人
the world loves its own.
世界恨你们
and hates you.
因为你们不属于世界
or you do not belong to it.
基督教受逼迫
Christians are persecuted, have to suffer.
初期的教会第一个征战就是跟逼迫之间的征战
The first battle of the early church is for persecution.
第二个征战就是给知识分子轻看的征战
The second battle is against the intellectuals.
当时的哲学家
the philosophers then,
他们看基督徒都是不学无术的人
they look at Christians and think of them as ignorant.
都是市井小民
they were common folks.
轻看基督教
so they look down Christianity.
但当看这些市井小民为耶稣做见证的能力的时候
But when they witness the power of witnessing of these people,
他们认出这些人是跟随耶稣的人。
They recognize them as Jesus' followers.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝除了借着耶稣在加利利召集了这些门徒以外
，through the other than the disciples in Galilee,
上帝又拣选了保罗做他的使徒。
God also chose Paul.
所以这样门徒中间就有专对知识分子讲道的保罗。
And so there's Paul, the apostle that specializes in preaching to the intellectuals.
当他在雅典的时候
，when he was in Athens,
他跟斯多亚派的，还有以比古罗派。两派哲学家辩论
He debated with the Stoics and the Epicureans.
表示保罗不是单单对普通人传道
It meant that he's not a preacher just to the common people.
他研究了当时最高的哲学思想
He studied the most complicated philosophical thoughts.
在雅典的讲论里面
In his debate in Athens.
他引用了一句是当时雅典的诗人的诗里面的一句话
He quoted from a poem of the Athenian's poet.
正如你们的诗人所讲的话
He said, your poet wrote,
我们都是上帝所生的
We are all begotten of God.
这句话写诗的人叫做 Clenthes.
The poet is called Clenthes.
C-L-E-A-N-T-H-E-S. 在读这个诗歌里面，他引用他的话语。
And so he quoted from this poem.
保罗不是不学无术的人。
Showing that he was well learned.
保罗明白希腊哲学里面。
He understood Greek philosophy.
这个维洛派的以比古罗派。
He also understood the Epicureans and the Stoics.
维善派的斯多亚派。
And the Stoics.
保罗真的明白他们的思想。
He truly understood their philosophy.
我刚才提到。比拉多说真理是什么
？When Pontius Pilate asked what is the truth，
其实比拉多讲这句话的时候
，When he said that，
是证明他在四百年这个思想接下来，他走的是第三派的思想。
It shows that he's the third school of thought。
他不走维洛派的思想。
He didn't go into the decadent living
Epicureans。他也不走这个至善派的思想。
Or the Stoics。
他走的是 skepticist。
He was a skeptic。
所以他怎么讲呢
？So what did he say？
他说真理是什么
？What is the truth？
他根本不信有真理。
He doesn't believe in the truth。
这些人用他原理表达了他们自己的这个文化。这个境界。
So by what he say, you can figure out his cultural background.
感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
保罗对雅典人讲到以后
，When the apostle Paul preached to the Athenians, 有一
些祭司信主了。
Some priests believe.
亚六八谷的那些聪明人，有人也跟随主了。
And the intelligent people in Areopagus also believe.